Time to catch up on the Molloy Drive Show. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello, go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Hello, Australia. Great show lined up for you today. Hello, Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Mick. How are you, mate?
I'm not too bad. Here we go, a big one. We're going to lift the lid on the Australian Open today. There's a lot going on. What is Bernard Tomic and his girlfriend up to?
I don't know, but she seems like a lot of work.
She's a keeper. We're going to cross, hopefully, live to that hotel room and find out what the hell is going on. What else? Well, there's a Gwyneth Paltrow. One of the great things Jane did for me. She got me a Gwyneth Paltrow vagina candle.
It's right there in front of you.
Well, there's been an issue. I've got an update. With the candle, there's been an incident overseas. We'll get to the bottom of that.
This candle smells like my vagina. That's the name of the candle.
That's it. Well, what did I say?
No, you didn't say anything. I just said described the vagina candle.
No, I think we've used up our vagina quota. In the first break on the show, you found something today that I think we have to play.
If you love music, you love your metal and your 80s pop, you're going to dig what we're going to play for you soon.
It's a mashup. It's awesome. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's the best I've ever heard.
Me too.
This is going to float your boat, make no mistake. There's a chick flick alert, Dave.
Oh, look out. Who are we going to bring in to help us out with
Whitney
that?
Whitney is going to, because she's watching this, and I have it on good authority, this is a Category 5. This is a big one. Watch out, guys. Dr. Chris Brown.
Oh, hello.
It'll be first show post-Jane.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he'll need some consoling, I suppose. Indeed. I want to talk to him about his show, which is shooting the lights out.
It's rating. It's a juggernaut, as they call it.
I'm a celebrity. He's up and running.
Good on you,
and
Chris.
I've got a couple of curly ones for him.
Have you?
I want to ask him about a hippo's testicles.
Oh, yeah, I think they invert, don't they?
Like
they go inside.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, is there a reason why you want to bring that up?
No need for a testicle chair, if you're if you're a hippo.
Okay.
No reason. No, they're in the news, Dave.
All right, okay.
I wasn't just sitting around thinking about it. Hey, our guest today is Adam Rosenbarks, friend of the show.
So
we love
good.
Adam, one of this country's most talented stand-ups. He wants to talk about the first time he ever met me. And apparently this doesn't paint me in a very good light. Can you believe it?
What happened?
Hey, Trump's got a statue garden. We'll have a look at that. The song whisperer's up and about. We'll take your calls.
Hey,
we'll
by
take
the way, your tweets. The raconteurs, how good does this sound, too?
I've
got to tell you, though, Mickey, there's been a lot of push for Tony Basil. We had this one, remember?
Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on
like
him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is... Molloy.
I still think it's like a Friday theme. It's a fun one. You're feeling good, you know.
Special occasions.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know...
Yeah, anniversary.
I did it. I did a season of stand-up where I used to do it like that. Ladies and gentlemen.
How good.
Please welcome Mick Molloy. And I'd come out with pom-poms.
Oh, that's awesome. A little skirt?
No, Dave.
Well, that's
you always
the Tony Basil look.
Too hard. Hey, a cracking show lined up for
huge
you.
Huge day.
We
miss Jane, though, don't we?
Because, Jane, absolutely. And I was waiting for her to jump in then, and it just didn't happen. This is going to take a while. Yeah. This will take a while to recover. But yesterday on the show, she was so wonderful. It was a great send-off, sad but great for all of us in here. But we were having a bet on how long it would take her to
go the blub.
And she didn't let us down. We're going to play you. This is how long it took from the time Jane
and
started.
And this is Molloy.
Because I've been abandoned. Left
I can't.
There it is. That's what I miss already.
I would rather you say that. I'd rather you be absolutely rude about me and slag me off because I've told you I can't cope if you're nice to me.
I know, Jane. Well, you're going to go the blub any minute now because, look, the radio is a business and we do it forever, but I've just thoroughly enjoyed the last 3.5
years.
Amazing. Not only working with one of my favourite people in the world, but doing really good radio, and as far as we're concerned, and Jane's as good as anyone in the business. We both said we wanted to do this for a while, and that was our intention.
Well, 10 years, we said.
10 years, and we went, why not? It's fun. We like going to work.
I was totally fed income.
That is the voice of Jane Kennedy, who was the Kennedy and Kennedy Malloy, who's had to hang up her microphone for reasons that she will explain. Oh, my God. She's gone.
Oh, she's gone already.
Oh, she's gone.
I haven't even played the music.
She's even bringing the music. She's one of those wonderful...
Played the music.
Oh, Janie.
1 minute.
That's it.
1 minute into
it. She had to, during the song, go get another box of tissues because she'd run out of a complete box of tissues.
So anyway, we're still getting used to the post-Kennedy era. It's going to be great. To launch the post-Kennedy era, we launched our new visual aid, our poster.
Yeah, you've been handy with some photoshopping, haven't you?
Well, it's an image we posted on our socials, and it's how would you describe it?
Well, it's you on a horse, sort of like Vladimir Putin's body in your head, really. And that's
it's because it's such an iconic image.
That's how you sort of see yourself, as a tough man on a horse.
No, I'm just
shirtless.
Iron Man. An Iron Man on the world stage.
Well, don't worry. They came for you on the socials in the last 24 hours, which, by the way, at Malloy. Is it the Malloy Show?
Now.
At the Malloy Show.
At the Malloy Show.
Yeah, let's get that
well
right.
Well done, Dave. Done your homework.
You're welcome. Will Dave says, Brokeback Mountain?
Oh, hang on. Steady on. Come on.
Bush Caboo, am I too late to order a calendar? Dabzo7 says, where's the Shetland pony?
Well, that's true. I could have gone to Shetland.
The horse looks shitty, according to I don't think the horse would be too happy.
Novichok really for you. It's Graham Porn. This was one I like from Kiralee Flanagan. Mm. Careful, Mickey. The last time we had a show named after you, it went balls up very quickly. Where's Dangerous Dave in the artwork?
And that's a good point.
Peter Williams.
Yeah, thanks, Pete.
Yeah, you know what I like? There's a horse in it and not you.
That's right. Same old man boobs, says Simon Hunman. That's not bad, too.
You're making them up.
You can see for yourself online at The Malloy Show. We're on all the socials, Instagram.
The Malloy Show.
No show, but just The Malloy.
That's strange because the show's called Malloy,
right?
But our social media's called...
Well,
why is that?
Because I think someone had already taken... We need Jay to come in and tell us what happened. I think someone had already
Somebody already had Malloy.
Yeah, right.
Somebody had Malloy who?
We'll take a look and
find out. Well, can you track him down?
Someone's impersonating him.
Make some threats. Who would want Malloy?
James might know.
Who has Malloy?
Well, this is the problem. Because there are so many different social platforms, there could be lots of Malloys out there. There'd be a lot of tracking down. It would take a lot of time. So we just picked a compromise and went Malloy Show.
But there's only one who's a little hottie who goes off like a firecracker in the sack. That's me.
So I could find a Malloy. He's got 31 followers and no profile picture.
Sounds like me. Sounds like me. All right, everyone. By the way, this is my latest image, but at Triple M, I've got a big history of providing excellent images. We had the one which was the Saddam Hussein card. Do you remember when they had the deck of cards and he was the ace, and that was a good one. Then the other one when I was underpant modelling, I was basically lying down in my underpants. We popped it on billboards.
Sort of Calvin Klein sort of style, wasn't it?
Calvin Klein.
Yeah.
No, Sheraton Sheets, man. Remember women used to crash their cars because of the Sheraton Sheets?
Of course.
Well, that's the same here, but for all the wrong reasons.
You're in your undies.
I remember Glenn Robbins used to go, mate, there's one outside. So there's one on the side of a building that's in a school zone. So he goes, the worst thing is you can't just drive past it. You've got to slow down. But Neil Mitchell. Neil Mitchell, who never liked me, still doesn't care for me greatly.
This is a talk show host in Melbourne.
Someone rang up to say they had seen the billboard. This is how it went down on the show.
Oh, Jenny.
Hi, I've got a nomination.
Yep.
It's on the corner of South Road and Hampton Street. I was driving down there to get my dinner and I was totally pulled off. It's Mick Malloy in his underpants.
I'm all in favour of radio stations doing some advertising, but that one isn't. Where is that? South Road, Hampton Street, where?
Hampton, Brighton area.
Right. Ah, actually, I think I saw that in Paran too. That is a little off-putting. I wonder what it's supposed to achieve too, an ugly bloke in his ugly underpants. However...
You should bring it back.
No, that's hurtful, Neil.
You should bring it back.
That
Doing
is
YouTube, 2021.
Well, imagine my surprise when I worked out Jay Mueller, our producer, was working for Neil Mitchell at the time and was sent down. Did you do that cross or did you do a report from my billboard?
I did. I was sent down to find out why somebody had called in and they were upset about a billboard that they felt was offensive and needed to be removed. And I went down and I called Justin Smith, the producer, and I said, hey, it's a Triple M ad for Mick Malloy's new show. And he goes, hang on, I'm going to put you on with Neil.
And, of course, you've got to remember the camera adds 10 pounds.
Okay.
Hey, when we come back, guys, it's time to get into the Australian Open. It's a big story.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of noise. Yes. We're going to cut through it. Get to the guff.
Right after this.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
The chaos surrounding the Australian Open has continued to worsen overnight.
World number one Novak Djokovic reportedly issued a letter to Tennis Australia,
including moving players to private homes with tennis courts.
Daniel Andrews says no one will get special treatment.
People are free to provide lists of demands, but the answer is no.
These people who are getting paid quite well and getting put up in hotels and receiving flights are not getting the greatest amount of sympathy from the public.
Wow, it's a big story.
Yeah.
It's especially for the people living in Melbourne who've just come out of one of the biggest lockdowns that's taken place globally.
Yeah, that's right.
And
very nervous in Victoria.
You're still a bit nervous, and you don't want to. Here's something I hear: if I have to go back into lockdown,
that's exactly
because
right.
Because they played that tennis tournament, I will not be happy.
No.
That said, it's a world-class event. There's lots of money at stake. There's international rights involved.
Yeah.
These guys want to play.
Mm.
And as we found out with all the footy codes in winter, if sport gets you through sometimes.
That's right.
We've needed sport. So.
And I suppose being globally as well, like if you're living in Europe where you are in lockdown at the moment, this is something for you to get your teeth around.
It is something to look forward to. The papers, I have a responsibility here not to beat it up. It's easy to fan the flames of, oh, these tennis players, who do they think they are?
Yeah, yeah.
We're all right and going, how, elite. You know, they're the rich elite
rich,
and they do
yeah.
this. I was, however, pleased to see that they popped Bernard Tomic on pretty much the front page. Of every paper, because he deserves it, as far as I'm concerned. good luck to you, Bernard.
What's he come out and said, though?
Well,
what's
it's not so much him, it's his girlfriend.
Oh.
His car. Now, he's cooped up in a...
So he's in quarantine?
He's in quarantine.
Right.
He's in lockdown for 2 weeks, which shouldn't affect the amount he practices, by the way. I would have thought it's just business as usual for Bernard Tomic.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind the hotel room. He's been arrested in bigger. Do you remember Miami?
That's
arrested
right.
in a hotel
he
room
did
in
too,
Miami during the tournament?
Yeah.
Miami Open, also an Open he pulled out of because the conditions
oh,
were
hot,
conducive.
It was mid-20s,
too hot.
Mid-20s, yeah. Does he have like a mattress like some of those tennis players do in the hotel room and hits the ball up against the mattress?
I don't think that's what he's doing on his mattress, Dave, with his girlfriend. Remember the picture they posted? He bit her on the butt.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, she's got an OnlyFans site.
Yeah, right.
And he
so she's a bit of a hottie, isn't she?
Well, you know, whatever floats your boat, Dave.
I'm just saying that.
Yes,
you know,
yes. She's a hottie. She's got a, like,
an influencer, isn't she?
In a page three kind of way.
Okay.
And she, and there was a picture she posted of him biting her on the bot.
On the bot.
In fact, he accused her of having an affair when he came home and found strange teeth marks on her buttock. Who's this? What is, who's well, right here?
Chomp, chomp. Yeah.
So anyway, she's come out and said, says terrible conditions, unbearable. Have a listen.
She has, all right.
This is the worst part of quarantine. I don't wash my own hair. I've never washed my own hair. It's just not something that I do. I normally have hairdressers that do it twice a week for me. So this is the situation that we're dealing with.
It's heartbreaking.
I've heard some horrific tales over the last year.
She doesn't wash her own hair.
Well... No, I guess you don't either. But
oh, I haven't washed my hair for 20 years.
Twice a week, that's what you do.
Is it?
Wash your own hair.
Of course.
God,
chuck a bit of Pantene in and get the job done.
But anyway, good luck to them. I hope it gets up. I hope no one gets hurt. And they
yeah, we want a good tournament in a couple of weeks.
Fire,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
Hey, someone's ringing here. Just
a phone call?
Yeah. Hello, Malloy.
Hello, yes. Could I please make a request for a song?
A song? Oh, well, we don't normally do that. What's the song you're after?
Seven Nation Army, The White Stripes would
song.
Be wonderful.
Oh, it is a good song and I like it, but I'm not...
Mm-hmm.
I think I know that voice. Is that Artem Sitak?
It is correct.
Artem,
yes.
The number 78 ranked tennis player in the world who's clearly bored shitless in lockdown. He's got nothing better to do. He's listening to the big program. You're a fan of the rock and roll, are you, Artem?
Oh, yeah, big fan.
Thank you for your time. How are you holding up?
Yeah.
What's going on? Tell me you're not in a room next to Bernard Tomic.
No, I'm not, no.
No?
I'm actually, doing well. Already on day five.
Day five.
Just flies by. I don't have much time, you know, every day. There's just not enough hours in the day.
So how do you feel your day? What are you doing? Yeah. There's a bit going on. Are you watching the telly? Are you ordering room service? Are you allowed to order room service?
Well, we do have predetermined meals, and I get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I have a lot of snacks, actually. I'm trying not to eat too much. I don't want to come out of this quarantine weighing 5 kilos more.
Adam, they're going to have to cut you out of that hotel room. I'd say you're going to go down the rankings, not up.
Yeah.
Now, did I hear that you've got an Uber Eats voucher as well? Is that something? Oh, what do they do?
Yeah, we do. We do, yeah. Tennis Australia gave everyone Uber Eats kind of a voucher, which is going to be reimbursed afterwards. So if you want to order Nobu or anything like that, you can do that. Yeah, I think everyone is feeling pretty good about the food right now.
$200, I can order 240 chicken McNuggets. That's the way I'm.
I think only Benoit Paire will be ordering that. Everybody else is pretty good with their diet.
Now, Adam, are all the hotel rooms the same size, or is it according to your ranking? Like, do you have a bigger one than the guy who's ranked 100 in the world? Or how do they work this out?
There are three hotels. So there are 2 5-star hotels, I believe, and The View, which is a 4-star hotel. Big enough room. I was expecting smaller, actually, when I came in here.
All right.
Yeah, I got a place for my bike, fitness area.
Are you watching anything on the TV?
Well, I actually have put Friends on from Netflix.
Friends?
And, it's on.
Are you dancing on the couch? Are you jumping up and down on the couch? Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite Friends?
It's Chandler.
Tell you what, we'd have to cut Chandler out of your hotel room if you've seen him lately. He needs to go on an exercise bike. Lend him your bike when you get out of there. And what about your hair? Are you thinking of getting a Rachel? Or
I got a lot of comments about my hair. It was a little bit unexpected. I don't know. I guess it is longer than I would like it to be.
Yeah.
So I think on the first day, 29th, the first thing I'm going to do, not hit the practice course, but go to a hairdresser.
Oh, well, go to Bernard Tomic's room. They don't even wash their hair there, so let alone cut it. Well, this is fantastic. Now, your background to me is quite exotic.
Yeah.
New Zealand Russian background.
You can say that, yeah.
It's unreal.
New Zealand Russian background. How does that work?
I was born in Russia, but I left when I was 12, and I lived in a lot of places, actually, in Germany, in France, in the States, and I moved to New Zealand in 2008.
Are you on the run? Are you wanted by Interpol, or what's going on?
That's what happens when you're a tennis player. You just have to go wherever they can take you.
That's it.
You do indeed. Just quickly, we want to cross to Djokovic's hotel room just quickly and see what he's up to. Oh, not again. This is how he got COVID in the first place.
Jennifer Lopez.
Sounds like fun, though. Tim, thank you for joining us. And I wanted to say that I can't believe it. There was a bit of bad press about Tennis Plus. I reckon you're all doing a pretty bloody good job. You've come out here. You come to the other side of the world to entertain us in a tennis tournament. And quite frankly, I haven't seen a lot of whinging, just a bit of common sense. Are you still looking forward to the tournament? I hope it's not being soiled. This whole experience is not soiling it for you. How do you feel about the whole lockdown scenario?
Oh, yeah. Well, the vast majority of tennis players are happy to abide by the rules, and they're just not vocal. So we are all very happy to be here and really looking forward to playing in front of a crowd. That's huge for us right now, because that's going to be the first time that we're playing in front of a crowd since February. That's what we all love, playing in front of your coach, your wife, semifinal of an ATP event. It's just weird, you know. You want to play in front of a lot of people, and really looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be a great event.
Good on you, Artem. Well, you'll have a legion of fans for this show.
We should check in again with Artem too. Can we do that?
We might check in with you later in the week, see if you're climbing up the walls or if there's
no worries. I'm going to have to squeeze you into my tight schedule, but hopefully we can work it out.
So good to talk to you. Thanks, Artem.
Good on you, Artem.
This is Malloy.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
It is Mick Malloy. Dr. Chris Brown, he is going to join us soon. Great. Coming up, we've got Adam Rosenbach to join us in the second hour. We've got cases of Brick Lane to give away. You can always get involved. 1-3-3-5-3 in
Massive
the show.
Massive show. Yeah, yeah. In progress as we speak. This is some concerning news to me, because I have one of these. So I'm talking about Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle.
Yeah.
Of course, we'd given to me by Jackie
Kennedy.
Yeah,
it was Kennedy, a gift.
Because we used to give each other's gifts all the time.
Yeah.
And remember I got her a testimonial from Charlie Sheen?
It was too. It was a cameo, wasn't it?
He just rang up and said hi.
And that was really nice.
And she returned fire by getting me the Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle. I'd expressed an interest.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see this coming. This smells like my vagina candle.
Yeah.
That the actress peddles on Goop exploded into flames in the living room of a UK woman who won the product in a quiz. The candle exploded and emitted huge flames with bits flying everywhere. He exploded, or as I say, the candle had an orgasm. It's just, you know what I mean?
But how does it explode?
Like multiple explosions. Is that a myth? Have you ever seen it? Have you been involved with multiple explosions?
No, I have not. I've never seen a candle explode ever.
Can I tell you this? Immediately after the candle exploded, all the men in the room fell asleep. Yeah. And when they found out, 15 fire trucks turned up.
Yes, that's right. That's been lit, by the way. Your candle, someone's used that. Someone's actually lit your candle.
Oh, no, I did.
Oh, you did that, did you? What's it smell like?
Fish. All right. Just give us a heads up next time.
Okay.
No, I don't think I did.
I don't think you've lit it either. Someone has come in over the summer break and lit your candle.
Billy Brownless.
No, probably would be.
How's my bot candle going? My bot candle.
What's that?
Remember I released a... Didn't I release a... Mm-hmm. Big for Father's Day.
Nods
hey,
no
now, what did you show me today
I
loved?
It come across
Explain it to our audience. We're going to play this for you. Yeah. This will be the favourite thing you hear today.
Yeah, come across my desk. A mate of mine, Higo, sent this to me, and I thought you'd love it too. Bill McClintock, he's a guy, he's a YouTuber. He does lots of mashups of songs. So, you know, you got a song that has lyrics and then the music from another song together. And
remember Adam Hills. He did the national anthem to... Barnsley. Yeah. Have a listen. This is...
Australian song, let us rejoice, for we are young and free. We've golden soil and wealth-fed soil. Our home is good by sea. Oh, our home is good by sea.
Yeah. Should be in the conversation for the new anthem.
Yeah,
I don't hate it at all.
Which
they've
so
changed,
good.
By the way. Have you heard that? We are now one and free.
Yeah.
As long as Gert stays.
You like that word,
don't
you?
I don't care what they do. That's the only word.
It doesn't come up in the vernacular, though. It doesn't come in regular conversation, Gert, does it?
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Oh, no. Is it time?
Yeah, it is.
This is not a drill. Calling all men. This is a Category 5 chick flick alert. Abort cinema. Abort cinema. Repeat, this is not a drill. Warning, warning. This is a fully blown chick flick alert.
Ooh. Our first for the year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we're only two shows in and I have to bring you this bad news, but there's something out there, guys, and it's big, it's bad. It's called Bridgerton. Whitney joins us in the studio. Whitney and Jane yesterday had a 10-minute conversation about Bridgerton. What's it about? Whitney, tell us what it's... Just give us the synopsis.
Okay. The way I describe it best is it's kind of Pride and Prejudice meets Gossip Girl.
Good Lord.
So I know...
Poke me in both eyes with a pen so I never have to see that.
I know it doesn't sound... I can understand why men don't want to say it, but my God.
Can you?
It is amazing. Each episode is an hour long, and I watched it all in a day.
It's an hour you'll never get back, guys. That's a whole hour.
Yeah, it's too much.
You can't do it. Have we got a trailer or something that gives us the vibe of the thing?
You've been warned, yeah.
My name is Lady Whistledown. You do not know me and never shall. But be forewarned, dear reader, I certainly know you. The social season is upon us. We shall discover which young ladies might succeed at securing a match. Let it be known, if there's a scandal, I shall uncover it. And share every last detail.
Good Lord. That sounded like a threat.
Do you know that voice? Do you recognise that voice?
It sounded like Jane doing a character.
That is Julie Andrews. The Sound of Music, Julie Andrews.
As in like this one.
This scene. Maria,
our abbey is not to be used as an escape. What is it you can't face?
Yes. Right, that's Julie Andrews.
Oh, yes.
I like that one. That's a laugh, at least.
Honestly, it is.
Who's in it? Is there any of your foppish English actors?
No, there's no one in there that I knew, but my God, I follow a few
is
now.
Is it like Downton Abbey or something?
Yeah.
No, what
is it? Any racy scenes in it?
Oh, my God, yes.
Trish, they have a couple of nude scenes, but it takes them half an hour to get undressed. You've got to get the whalebone corsets off. You got to unstrap me at the back.
All my girlfriends are like absolutely hooked on this. And what I can say is, if you don't want to watch it as a man and you've got a partner that is into it, hang around after episode 5.
Oh, you're going to get lucky?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's really good. And I read an article.
Writing this down.
Richard Tanay.
Episode 5 on loop.
I actually read an article today that some of the actors are annoyed because the sex scenes have ended up on porn sites. And they're pissed off at that. And I just think,
well, you see, if you had have opened with that,
I
might have
taken the whole alert out.
Taken it down an alarm or two.
So do you want to know the premise of it?
Yeah, sure. Go on.
Basically, it's like Regency England.
Talk amongst yourself, guys.
Regency England, and the women go out to like marriage market. So they go to all these balls to try and find their husband.
Yeah, I know. It's
to find their husband.
Tinder. It's Tinder. It's the old Tinder. You go down the marriage market. What do? Parade or do you?
You have a dance.
Do you?
Yeah.
Pride of Erin.
That's about it.
And do you...
No. You can't even be alone with a man, like, because then you've got a bad name. So I don't know.
Sounds like my autobiography.
I don't even know why I'm bothering, but honestly, it's so good.
Right. And you can't name an actor in it?
No.
Is it better than The Crown?
It's completely different.
Mm. Don't take that tone out of your voice. You talk to me about chick flicks. Hey, all right. And so, guys, it's called Bridgerton.
Yeah, we've been.
Be very careful, unless it's episode 5, and then you're good to go. Mm. So it's like very kind of proper and upright, but then they get the togs off.
Yeah. Yes.
Take that tone out of your voice.
From 5 onwards, yes.
Right. Now, quickly, our next guest, of course, is the great Dr. Chris Brown.
Dr. Chris, yes.
I want to talk about I'm a Celebrity, amongst other things. We want to talk about hippo's testicles. But now bring me up to speed because I know you watch these shows.
Yep, I love I'm a Celeb.
Who's going well, who's going bad? What do I need to know so I can pretend I've watched them all?
Okay, cool. So basically it's not in South Africa this year due to COVID. They've actually already pre-shot the show because of COVID.
Right.
So there's no, you can't call
in.
Can
you ring in? You can't ring in.
You can't. No. You can't do it. So that's all changed. They've already had an elimination, which was Jack Vigen. Do you remember Jack Vigen?
Yeah.
He won.
Singer. I don't recognise any of the celebrities.
What about Jess Eva from Triple M Sydney's Moon Man? Morning.
Yes,
she's
fantastic.
Killing it. She's awesome.
Doing very well. I'd rather see Moon Man in there.
Oh, imagine.
That'd frighten the horses, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Jeez.
Maybe some.
A lot of editing.
Charges forthcoming. I tell you what. Crikey. No. BB, evict me. Evict me.
Actually, you should go on it. Here's a chance.
I've told you I would do it.
Well, you should. Next year.
I would kill all the men and keep all the women to spread my seed, which is what I do. If you're going to take it seriously, if it's a real survivor, I'd put their heads on a pike.
Right, okay.
Maybe you should. There might be someone in there almost doing that this season.
Okay.
Who's causing trouble? Who's the villain?
Oh, I've got to be careful here. But look, not a villain.
What do you mean careful? Just who's the villain?
No one's a villain, but Ash Williams isn't coming across.
You really don't care for Ash, do you?
I'm not saying I really don't care for him. I'm just saying he's got, no confidence issues. Let's just say that.
Full of himself. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes, but it seems to be working wonders with the ladies in the camp.
Mm. Is it?
Okay. Well, let's ask Dr. Chris Brown.
Yeah, he's going to join us right after this. Malloy.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
It is Mick Malloy and I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. And
I love it because they're the first ones over the trenches in the new year. They roll out the reality.
It's a juggernaut. It is
year.
Rating its what's off at the moment.
It's gone Cocoa Bananas, even though there's no jungle. They're not in the jungle.
Well,
it should be. It's the outback.
Yeah, but
I've been bitten by a scorpion. I'd like to see that. Like a really nasty injury.
Right.
Well, someone gets bitten by a crocodile and gets gangrene.
Okay.
So it's not like a lethal bite, but it has to continue doing the show like with nothing from the knee down.
Chris?
Hey, Dr. Chris Brown joins us as we speak. How are you, Chris?
Sorry, I'm just writing these down. So gangrene.
Yep.
And crocodile bite. Okay.
Forget eating eyeballs and stuff like that. Let's see some carnage.
It's been done. Let's really raise the bar, I say. So, look, we've tried, mate. I mean, Tony Perrin got bitten on the face 7 times. I mean, what more do you want? I mean,
that should have been in the promo. That's, you tune in for that. Tune in tomorrow night to see Tony Perrin get bitten 8 times in the face. Who by? Dipper? What was going on?
Just about. No, it was a jungle python. Oof. Actually, I mean, you say we're not in the jungle. We have jungle pythons. Yeah. The Australian jungle python. Mm.
Just out of interest, where are you staying? This is what kills me. You'll be in some 5-star eco tourist resort Byron around Bay the corner.
I mean, I'm in a. What would you say? It's like a beachfront villa. Yeah. Is probably the best way to put it. You know, as I'm sitting by the pool, I can see the dim flicker of their campfire in the distance in the mountainside, and then the storms come through and they put that fire out.
Congrats on the season. It's off to a flyer. Is there something you can promote forward? What can we look out for in the next step?
Look, I think more of Ash Williams. He's certainly getting people all fired up.
That's right.
He was licking toes last night. So who knows what other areas he can get into?
This is where the gangrene's required. he could lick the gangrene off.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. He's stirring the pot. He's throwing it about a bit. He's polarising the audience. Whitney's had a bad reaction.
Yeah.
It was hard to ignore, wasn't it? It's certainly...
That's what you want. That's what you want from the jungle. Get in there and go cocoa bananas.
It is. It's like malaria in there. It gets you hot under the collar.
He's got dingy fever.
I think he's been tested for most things, Mickey, given his past. So that may have been. I'm sure that would have come up in the screen.
Okay. All right. Well, is it tonight?
What's 7:30 tonight.
7:30 tonight. Yeah. Plant yourself down. Hey, any tennis player in lockdown out there from another country, please tune in. Thank you for joining us on our last show with Jane and our first show without Jane. It was an emotional day yesterday, but I thought you navigated those treacherous waters very well. I can't get you on without asking you a couple of animal stories.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you mind?
Sure.
I got a dog. My boy's got a dog for Christmas.
Black lab, is that right?
Well, it was white when I got it, but it's black now. Yeah, we got it for Christmas, so I'm dumping it at Easter.
Come on. Don't say that. That's stupid.
Well, you know I'm having a joke. Now, his name's Murphy. I believe it's named after Dan Murphy. They heard Dad talking on the phone. What do I do? Got any tricks for me? It's a very good dog. He's up and about, and he's having a ball. What do I need to know?
Look, Black Labs are renowned for one thing, and this, you know, some people say that a lot of owners choose dogs that most remind them of themselves. And the thing about a Black Lab is...
I was going to get a Rottweiler with a massive wang.
They're motivated. Certainly, Black Labs are motivated.
Yeah.
In the food department.
Oh, how dare you!
The great thing about a Black Lab, especially on the hot summer days, is they shed a lot of black hair, and so it's going to be hard to know who has the more dramatic chest hair, you or your dog or Murphy.
All right. Now, quickly, Siegfried and Roy, no longer with us, nor is there...
Manafort.
Yeah, the tiger. There's the white tiger. What happened to the white tiger?
I didn't actually know that did
all
well
gone.
you saw that the it's a terrible terrible way to break this news to me because I was very invested it wasn't COVID-19 related, was it?
No, I think it just had enough.
Yeah.
I think it was suicide.
It's quite old though.
Who knows with the old Siegfried and Roy, you know who they should replace him with? The Tiger King.
Oh yeah,
Joe
Exotic.
Show.
It's not bad.
Well, I think he's still behind bars.
He's getting a pardon from Trump. He's written, no, this is true. He's written to Kim Kardashian to get a pardon, a royal pardon, see if she can get him a royal pardon from Donald Trump.
Well, she does have the hotline, and he has made a name for himself. I think the Tiger King may come after Lil Wayne. I think once Lil Wayne's paperwork is finalised, then the Tiger King can come screaming through for his pardon at the last second.
Hey, Doc, just one quick one before we go. The hippos. Mm. Whose hippos are these?
Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar had hippos. Yeah. They're running riot. They're still apparently the epidemic proportions. They're talking about either culling them or sterilising them, castrating them. What are the issues? It's got me thinking about how you'd approach a hippo to, do the business. What's your approach?
Yeah.
I do worry how much time, how much of your free time you spend concerning yourselves, the testicles of Pablo Escobar, I suppose.
Thinking about a lot.
Well, yes, but
funnily enough, it is actually a very interesting topic for two main reasons. Yeah. First of all, ironic, it's two, but the hippo's testicles are tucked away. They're very hard to find when it comes to actually castrating them.
Is that right?
I've tried myself. and they can retract them and then let them out. Retract them, let them out.
Wow. I thought Dave was the only one who could do that.
How dare you?
They can retract them and let them out. So what? You've got to talk them into it first, do you?
What? Yeah. Or you give them drugs to relax them so they feel more inclined to let them out. But the problem with sedating a hippo is that hippos are actually more closely related to whales than they are to cows.
Okay.
So when they're fearful, they actually dive to the bottom of the pond. But, you know, in the case of Pablo Escobar's hippos, it's strange they go low as opposed to being high, which is what you'd expect given their rich history.
Yep.
If they go to the bottom of the pond or the lake, they can drown. So you have to be very careful in terms of how you manage them and how you coax them up.
Right, there are new types available. You sneak it.
You do.
Cut them
but once you do, that, gently coax them out, and the reward will all be yours.
All right. Well, next week we'll ask you how they go with the prostate test. So if you can start boating up for that pardon the pun.
I will.
Hey, Chris, always a pleasure to speak to you on the big ones. And the show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out Here Tonight. Give it a burl. Can Dipper win?
Dip's a big chance. He's certainly ever present and thinks he's hosting the show, to be honest. So I think good luck to him. He can get in there and do his best.
All right.
I'm a Celebrity. Get Me Out of Here. It's back on tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. Thanks, Doc.
Hey, thank you.
It's Dr. Chris Brown. Hang on a minute. The hotline's ringing here at Malloy. I might better take this. Hello.
I'm still waiting for that Seven Nation Army the White Stripes. Come on, guys.
Artem, all right. Settle down.
He's number 78 in the world. Artem Sidak. Yeah, of course.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy. Jade, the Song Whisperer.
Yeah.
Before we get there, there's someone on the line. Paul.
Oh, g'day, Paul.
Hi, Paul. What did you want to add?
G'day, boys. How we doing?
Yeah, good. What did Dave do wrong?
Well, it's actually you, Mick. Mate, it's not actually Fräulein Maria that says, what is it you can't face? It's actually Reverend Mother.
What is it you can't face?
Reverend Mother from Santa Maria.
Well done, Paul, for not getting us thrown off air there.
I was ready for the top. Don't worry.
By getting that wrong.
Nah, that's all good.
Hey, give him a slate of complaint. The draft coming your way,
well done,
available
Paul.
In Dan Murphy's.
Thanks
get
for
on
calling
board.
From Newcastle.
Hey, there it is. The Song Whisperer, though, is on deck. What's the synopsis of the song today, please?
All right. This is social commentary with a bit of scat. There is doom.
I hate scat.
Well, there's a little bit here, and I hate to break it to you, Mickey. There's a little bit of doom. There's a little bit of gloom. There's
it's
woe.
A tale of woe.
There's a slight tale of woe.
With scat.
Day two.
But killing me.
We're into it.
But there is a cry for something better, something more.
Anything
something
other than scat.
Endearing, something that can save us all.
What
if
about me?
All, it's not what about me.
What was the finish? Finish it?
If we all embrace and then overcome the process that results in diamonds.
Oh.
Hunker, hunker, burning love.
What about Diamond Dogs?
Oh, can we play that anyway?
David Bowie.
It is not Diamond Dog, and it is also not Hunker, Hunker, Burning Love.
All right, you get the idea. 133353. Give us a burl.
This is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
It's going to be a cracker, people. Coming up, friend of the show, Adam Rosenberg.
Awesome.
Loses his cherry for the year his first appearance.
Got a story about you, by the way. Involves you, Mick Malloy.
I believe it doesn't paint me in very good light.
Stand by.
As a lot of the stories based around me. Could be his last show, so join him in just a moment. Trump wants a statue garden. We were thinking, full of legends of America.
Yeah.
Who would be in our statue garden?
Ooh.
Who do you want to nominate to be in our statue garden?
Richie Beno.
I know. Well, I'm glad, because you went with Don Burke earlier. And I said, mate, come on. Come on, mate. Keep it.
Okay.
Hey, we'll get to that.
Yep.
We might get to a story about James that's floating around the office.
Oh, yeah?
You have to hear
Producer
to believe.
James.
Very disappointed. Could be a go clean out your locker.
Really?
Good job.
Don't come tomorrow.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with the Song Whisperer.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Jay Mondo, Whisperer extraordinaire. Give us the synopsis again.
This is social commentary with a bit of scat. There is doom, there is gloom, there is woe.
There's doom and gloom because there's scat in it.
Yeah, well, there is a cry, though.
Scat man?
Well, there's a little bit of scat. There is a cry for something
better. Cuckoo-ca-choo? Is that scat? Do you describe cuckoo-ca-choo? Is that rock scat?
Lyrical gibberish. You know, I think that's sort of where we're at.
Looking scat, for something a bit more than that.
But. Well, no, scat is when you are mimicking the sound of an instrument.
Oh, thanks, Louis
Armstrong. just letting you know.
Great to have you on the show.
You asked.
All right, okay, keep going.
Right, there is a cry for something better, something more, something endearing that can save us all if we all embrace and then overcome the process that results in diamonds.
What is
that? That's kind of
it's close.
Yeah. What's that? Really good.
Is it a cross between Enter Sandman?
Oh, what do you mean?
And Huey Lewis.
What? Hit to be Sandman.
Well, let's play a bit.
No, it's not it.
The jaunty keyboard is a cracker.
We should point out who did it.
Yeah, Bill McClintock. He's a YouTuber. He specializes in mashup. He's got a heap of videos you can check out. And we also tweeted out.
But here's the point. The clip is worth watching, too.
Oh, it's amazing.
Because the clip has been seamlessly
A video is as good
you
as the music.
You think Huey Lewis and the News and Metallica are on stage together at the same time.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Till they get to the very daggy lineup.
That's right, with the horns and the sax.
That's when you know there's no one from Metallica in that line. All right, let's go to the calls. Yeah. Ryan's on the line. Ryan, what do you think the song is?
Mickey, Jay, Dave, how are we?
Yeah, mate.
Hello, Ryan.
Good.
Yeah, I reckon it's Blue Sky Mines from Midnight Oil.
Oh,
Blue Sky Mines. Comes up a bit. Where's the scat in that?
Oh, it's all over the joint in the desert, isn't it?
Well, social commentary. Yes.
Yes.
There's a bit of a mining diamonds. I mentioned diamonds.
Okay.
So maybe that's right.
Again, where's the scat?
There is no scat.
Well, you're all wasting my time. Thank you, Ryan. Hey, Ryan, slab of Brick Lane for you.
Brick Lane, coming your way. Nice icy cold slab. Well done, Ryan.
The draft.
Yeah.
Going bonkers.
Available at Dan Murphy's, by the way.
Holly is on the line. Holly, have a crack.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going good.
Oh, good, Holly.
Bored. This is, hey, you're in lockdown. You're a tennis player or something. Hey, what's going on?
Not a lot, you know. So I think it's Under Pressure by David Bowie and Queen.
Under Pressure. Pushing down on me. Where's the scat?
There's plenty from Freddie Mercury.
Oh, there is.
There's a lot from Freddie.
I need to hear it or I'm not paying it.
Well, I'm going to pay it. Holly's correct.
Whoa.
That's my winner sound effect. Congratulations. You have...
It's not a winner sound effect.
I know.
Show two, Dave.
Fresh for 2021.
The scat?
Well, we'll get back to here. We're going to play the song in full because Holly got it right. You got a slab of Brick Lane coming your way, by the way, Holly, for calling through.
Perfect.
Yeah.
When it gets to the scat bit, can you put some applause or something under it?
You want to hear the... Okay. We'll emphasize.
Or a ding, something that indicates
this. Okay, we will indicate that. Hey, well done. Let's get on the song, Under Pressure. It is David Bowie and Queen, thanks to the Song Whisperer.
This is Malloy.
It's Adam Rosenbach. How are you?
I'm very well. Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
It's a pleasure. It's great to see you.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Did you do anything memorable or remarkable?
I went down to a little place in Victoria called Safety Beach. Quick fact about it, that used to be called, so it's known as Safety Beach, used to be known as Shark Bay. Now, there's a backflip of a name.
No, but you know, the story behind it was, they said, Shark Bay, we're not getting many tourists. Yeah. So can you make it more friendly?
Safety Beach.
It's a bit of an overcorrection. What about the two guys? There was two guys off the coast in Western Australia, part of Western Australia, or it might be Adelaide even. It's down to the Bight.
Yep. Mm.
And they got taken by a great white. I went, oh, geez, that's terrible. Where were they swimming? Shark Attack Bay?
The name's there. We've had some bad luck today.
Oh, good. You watch a lot of sport. I know that over summer. You're across all the disciplines. You'd be watching the cricket. Big fan of the NFL, I know.
The NFL's coming to a close.
What don't you watch? You don't You're not a baseball fan, are you?
I don't mind the baseball. I've actually gotten into it. Yeah, I watched a few World Series when I was in the States, but I actually started watching a bit of college basketball while over the break. Mm. And I love it.
Why do you watch college basketball as opposed? Because if you watch the real stuff,
yeah.
What's the excitement attached to college?
I think it's a little bit more athletic because the guys are all pretty much the same level. Like college football, they're not massive yet.
Yeah, I get it.
So they're all like 6'2", but not huge yet.
What about Navy Army? Do you ever watch that?
I do. I love the bands.
Who do you go for?
I'm an Army man.
You are. Good luck. Of course you are.
I don't want scurvy.
No.
But I love the banter.
I love Navy Army. I don't know why I love them. I watch them too.
It's a great game.
It's a great game.
But I love the banter between the commentators. And, of course, you know, when you've got a bit of padding to fill, a bit of time to fill, there's a little bit of padding, and sometimes it can go wrong. This happened on the college basketball in the U.S.
Being postponed and first half analysis. Now I kind of want to know a little bit more about Tom Hart's dog, Larry, actually.
Well, we had to put him down a few weeks ago, Peter. Thanks for asking.
So just check. Larry's not in a good state. But
thanks for asking.
Just want to bring up your dead dog before we talk about the B-ball.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. That'll take the wind out of your sail.
It will just a little bit.
Now, you've got some score you want to settle or something. You brought this. I have no memory of what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, I want to go to the phones because I want to talk about when the times you were let down by one of your idols. So you might have come across them, you might have met them, and you've just gone, oh, that was a little bit more disappointing than I wanted to be.
Now, who are you referring to?
Now, I started work here at Triple M back in the mid-90s, right? So I was a 22-year-old. I wasn't a stand-up yet, but I was excited to be in the building, and you, Mick Molloy, were doing a show with Tony Martin at the time. Martin Molloy. And I was excited to be in the same building. You know what it was like when you started here, David?
100%.
You're surrounded by your heroes. Yes. I used to love the Late Show, the DJ, and I was a big fan. Mick Molloy, maybe I'll see him in the building. This is going to be fantastic.
Imagine.
Yeah, good on you.
So one night, about 6:15, so you had finished your show. You were sitting out the front waiting for your lift home. You were just punching out a dart. And I saw Mick as I was walking out, and I thought, this is my chance.
There you go.
One of my heroes. I get to say good day.
You're on here.
So, you know, I came and saw you at the comedy club one night with Tony and Darren Casey. It was great. And so I go, you know, it's all that. Mick, love the show. Love the Late Show, blah, blah, blah. And Mick just goes, may have said hello. You had the airs. You had the airs of someone who doesn't wash their own hair. I couldn't tell whether the tears in my eyes were because I was given donuts or because you flicked a cigarette.
But I'm sure you did something to upset me. You would have, you know, because I'm a man of the people.
I mean,
did you make eye contact or did you?
I mean, I tried to. Yeah. It was so hard. He just didn't want to bar me. He just turned his head.
Really, I've just done a show. I've just done a national drive time show.
Yeah, but
probably trying to get on.
Talk to your fans, mate.
Comedian coming through the ranks, and you know, is Mick Molloy.
You know, one of my best friends. So what are you arguing about?
Well, that's true. I mean, I do regret going to protest out the front of all the Crackerjack cinemas, but it was payback.
Hey, this is a good talk. 1-3-3-5-3. Mm. When have you met someone who's a you?
I tell you, I met once, and he came on the hot breakfast that you were on. Yeah. Brian Molko was the lead singer of Placebo.
Oh, I met those blokes as well.
Yeah, so Placebo did a live performance for your show, and he was a complete a-hole.
Yeah, they were the biggest pack of wankers I've ever met.
No photos, don't look at me, have my own green room, I won't come out until I'm going to perform. Everyone else that would come on and perform, you'd all hang out and have a chat.
Cop that Placebo.
No good.
Yeah, it's like, mate, you know you're in Placebo.
Well, on that, I met Gene Simmons. You know I'm a huge Kiss fan.
Massive. Mm, massive.
Beaten up riding through Mount Eliza on my bike wearing Gene Simmons makeup from Kiss. Fan. I didn't speak to my mum for a year when she wouldn't let me go to the concert. Had all the pictures up on the wall. Yeah. Had the first copy of Kiss Alive 2 in the country because it wasn't even out here yet, but my dad got it in Hong Kong, brought it in.
Oh.
I took it down into my basement. I charged all my friends $1 to listen to a song. I had a queue going around the corner.
You're like Donald Trump.
So I'm on the panel and Gene Simmons is coming in. I go, oh, my God, oh, my God, I can't believe it. This is it. I've never met a bigger asshole. He's
really?
He's a total Trumper. He's a total, like, in that, he just thinks, and he would not listen to anyone and just thought his ideas were the best. So I'll tell you why you're wrong, mate. And it was just a, and as it went through, I just felt the whole, like I'd lived a lie.
Yeah.
I still dress up as him occasionally.
Yeah, but you'd never live in Detroit Rock City now.
No, I've got one. Can I do one?
Yeah.
We'll do it when we get back. Let's do it. 1-3-3-5-3. Let's get the calls on the line right now.
For the drive home, this is Molloy.
Adam Rosenbach is in studio, sitting opposite Mick Molloy, who was his idol, his hero.
About to be sued for libel. What did you do?
Never meet your idols, people. Mm. I was leaving Triple M. I was a young 22-year-old, sprightly, wannabe comedian, and I saw my hero, Mick Molloy, sitting there punching out a dart.
Imagine.
And he gave me donuts.
Nothing.
Well, you know, a few things in my mind.
What were you thinking about?
Toilet humour doesn't just write itself, you know. Hey, well, I can only apologise. We're good friends now, but it got just thinking, who have you met? Can I tell you, we had a guest on this show who I was very keen to meet, a guy called Dylan Moran.
Oh, yeah?
Who, one from Black greats. Books, he's yep. a great yeah, yeah. I've seen him stand up, and there's this, and I'd been warned. I said, well, I'll be careful. He can be a bit prickly. So he turned for some reason. I think he didn't. I was asking him about the old days. I said, when you're going through the resume. Because I knew his backstory. And so when you started and your first time you appeared on stage, and he didn't like the line of questioning. So you've been a stand-up since 92.
Can I just say, you love dates in here and talking about how long ago things started. It's really depressing. Can you cut this shit out right now?
What would you like to talk about?
Come on a second. I mean, do you want me to talk about when you were born?
Is that a follow-up question?
No,
so you interrupted me.
You keep talking about how old I am, when everything started, comedy positive. 385 years ago.
Wow. Imagine him when they bring around his birthday cake. You and your dates. You keep bringing this up every year.
I can only think he was doing stand-up and he didn't want to appear that old, but...
Who cares?
That's just rude, I thought.
Very disappointing, but, you know, I've gotten over it. Maddie is on the line. Maddie, who'd you meet you're less than impressed with?
Hi, I met Russell Crowe.
Oh, hang on. No, you're a friend of the show.
What happened?
Friend of mine. What happened? Yeah.
Well, he was being interviewed by Ray Martin at the time, and I just couldn't hold myself back, and I went and interrupted, and I said, hi, how you going? And Ray Martin went off to get a drink, and it was just Russell and I, and I asked him how he was going again, and he said, oh, well, I was better before you arrived.
Oh, Maddie.
In his defence, you did interrupt an interview, so...
Yeah, I know, but I did go to his concert, so...
Oh, totally. Geez. So you would have been there alone?
I don't know about that.
Right.
There was a room full of people.
All right, Maddie, give Maddie a
slab of Brick Lane.
At least she wasn't a concierge. That didn't end particularly well.
Well, that's right. Yeah. She didn't get a phone.
Yeah.
Brian's on the line. Brian, who did you meet who you were less than impressed with? Hey, just quickly, you better be ready on the dump button here in case this gets bent out of shape.
Okay, we're ready to go.
G'day, Nicky boy. How are you, young fella?
I'm good, Brian. What do you got? Who is it?
Oh, mate, Robert bloody Allenby.
Hang on, how did Robert disappoint you?
Oh, mate, I was only a little tacker, and the old man took me to the Australian Open down at Kingston Heath, and I saw him pre-putting before he went out, you know, on the field and stuff like that, so, you know, I waved him down, I'll get him to sign me ball, and, mate, the greasy he gave me. I tell you what, it's like I went to steal his driver.
Mate, you know what? He probably can't remember it because he has memory loss ever since he got popped in a boot in Hawaii. Left a strip club, we can't recall.
No, that's right.
It's like a night out with you.
that's a good weekend as far as I'm concerned. Brian, a slab of Brick Lane coming your way. It's the draft, so get involved.
Oh, thanks heaps, young fella. I really appreciate
it. Good on you, mate. Available
sounds
at 10
like you've had a couple already. Paul, who did you meet you're less than impressed with?
Yeah, years and years ago, I ran into Richard Wilkins.
Dickie.
Yeah, Dickie.
What happened? Where were you?
I should have called him Dickie back in the day, but I didn't. And
where were you? What happened?
I ran into him at the Saloon Bar in Sydney, in Tampa down in Sydney.
Right, yep.
I thought, he was a bit of a star, you know, being on MTV and that. But, all he done was basically turn his back towards me all the time, every time I tried to talk to him.
Would have been better if you had that conversation at the urinal, because he's got a massive wang. You've got attitude when you've got a massive wang.
You're going to have to let that go.
That's also a big head to have turned on you. Like, you blocked out the sun. I couldn't see anything.
It's a massive head.
Big, isn't it?
They're here. I always used to think that had to be a wig, but it's not, is it?
Yeah, when you see Richard, like, he is an imposing character.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good fella.
He's a ripper.
He's got his own gravity.
Try telling Paul that. Jimmy's on the line. Jimmy, who did you run into that you were less than impressed with?
Yeah, hi, guys. Yeah, it was a few years ago. I was in St. Bart's, and I saw Beyonce, and I thought, oh, okay, well, my daughter's a massive fan, so I thought I'll go over and ask for an autograph.
Let's see where this
is going. I went over and asked her, and she said, do you mind? I'm sunbathing. So I just instantly just said, well, you know what? Jennifer Lopez was a hell of a lot more friendlier.
Oh,
and all her security staff started laughing. But I'll tell you, on the good side of that story is the next day I was in the chemist and I did run into Eric Clapton, who I'm a huge, huge fan of.
What was he getting, a prescription?
Correct. But the funny thing is he says, oh, now you can go back to New Zealand and tell all your mates that you met Eric Clapton buying drugs.
Okay, now, Jimmy, I'm just going to go over this. I'm going to back over this. You're in St. Barts, am I right? Yeah, that's in the Caribbean. Mm. On one day, you claim to have met Beyonce. The next day, you've met Eric Clapton in a chemist. Right. I'm going to put it to you. You may have been on the weed.
On the hooch.
You may have had a couple.
Hey, he was in the pharmacy to the stars.
No, it's in St. Barts in summer. That's what I was doing there. I used to work in the military. I left the military. I used to work in close protection. So I was actually there looking after
another client. You've got a few good stories to tell. Jimmy, it's a rich history of yours. Go and have a lie down. Give him a
case of Brick Lane. You got it. Well done. Great story,
I think we're good to go. We've got a few more calls. We can't do it. We've got to go. Can I, just before we go, can we play the audio that... set it up again, Rosie. Thanks for coming in. Got any gigs yet?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pleasure. No, nothing at the moment, but hopefully Comedy Festival will be happening, but who knows? Everything's in a state of flux. So,
What's this bit of audio?
So a bit of banter from the college basketball in the US.
Being postponed and first half analysis. Now I kind of want to know a little bit more about Tom Hart's dog, Larry, actually.
Well, we had to put him down a few weeks ago, Peter. Thanks for asking.
The drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
It is at Malloy Show. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Look, if you are already subscribed to Kennedy Malloy, you don't need to do anything. You just
Malloy. It's called at Malloy Show.
At Malloy Show.
That's... another thing you've bungled, James.
I'll put it down to the boffins in Silicon Valley. I had a very seamless transition plan. And it was wrinkled up by Zuckerberg.
Can we call it something else? Malloy, Malloy Show. It's just not Malloy.
Mm.
Should I change my name? What if I change my name to Malloy Show?
Yeah, well, that'd be good. Workable.
Now, you're in here because, you know, when you're disappointed by someone, it's confronting. So before we came back, there was a problem with our vending machine. It wouldn't work. It was done. The word went out.
I know where this is going.
So mix back Monday, make sure the vending machine's working, especially E22, burger rings. Right, let's test run, it's all works. It's on the fritz. And so it's been going, and it still isn't fixed, and it's been going all week.
Well, see, last year it was half empty because of the lockdown, so there was no one restocking it.
Well, now it's stocked, but you just can't get it. So imagine this scenario. Young James goes up to the vending machine.
This is
my story as I hear it.
Right.
Which is still on the fritz.
Yeah.
And he pokes it in. He's after a Kit Kat, is it, I believe?
Yes, it's my little treat at the end.
It's a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
So he pushes the button.
Yep.
He puts his money in, he pushes the button, and because it's on the fritz, not one, but two Kit Kats come out and are lying in the train.
That's amazing.
So, you know what he does?
What?
In a moral panic, he takes one and leaves the other in the train.
The actual F.
What is wrong with you?
That's un-Australian.
What were you thinking? Walk me through your thought processes.
You idiot.
I've had 24 years of a Catholic upbringing. There's a lot of guilt that's pent up inside of
me. It's a free friggin' Kit Kat.
Yeah.
It's in the bottom of the tray in the vending machine.
It's yours. I will admit, so I am aware this is actually a problem that this vending machine has every now and again.
It's not the first.
No. And I did avail myself last year. Every now and again, when it did go on the fritz, I'd go, all right, good stuff. Here we go. And I saw that second one fall this year and I went, new year, new me. No.
You're an idiot. Okay. Just can I ask, when it happened previously, what was it that tempted you to take both?
Weakness and a
picnic
and an empty
picnic. Was it a picnic bar? No, which bar was it? Tell me what it was.
Okay, it's always either the Morrow or the Kit Kat.
All right.
Who's the Chiquito. I'll do the Chiquito as well sometimes.
I had no idea there was a Morrow.
No one eats Morrow. You leave those in your favourites
box. That Morrow would have been there since 1969, I reckon.
I tell you what, if there's a Kit Kat hanging out half off the hook, you think, I'll shake this and get it out.
Yeah, but if you, it's like if you... I don't understand what goes on in your head or why that becomes a
I decided I'd go check in the next day because I did sort of have a change of heart.
Oh, what, to see if it's still there?
And no, it would appear that the conscience of the rest of this building is corrupt and it was
so
gone.
They've done the right thing.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
You're talking to a man, Dave, who, remember, stole the chocolates from the charity chocolates.
No,
remember
that's all the money Dave. From the charity chocolates.
No, Dave.
Thank you.
He what?
He stole the money from the charity chocolates.
Because Will Anderson chipped in an extra 20. He said, oh, there you go, mate. That'd be great for the kids at the footy club. And I thought, well, you know, I've had to get some lunch from downstairs. I was going to reimburse the till, but I just used the cash that was in the chocolates.
Okay, we're going to do this tomorrow. We're going to test people's honesty. Would you do that? And when have you fessed up? Not today.
Yeah.
You...
Something
get
about
out,
you,
of my, out of my sight, young man.
Does he come back tomorrow? I mean, it's sackable.
Right. I'm going to take him to the vending machine.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me a can of Red Bull, hopefully too.
This is Malloy.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
We've had song requests, like Artem Sitak. He requested Seven Nation Army earlier.
I have a feeling we haven't heard the last of Artem Sitak.
He's the world's number 78 tennis player. He's in hotel quarantine.
Him. Let's get a big push behind him, see how far we can get him through the Australian Open.
He's a Russian-New Zealand gun.
Tell me about that. He loves...
Friends.
And what's the New Zealand song we all...
did we play Dave Dobbin, maybe?
Dave Dobbin.
A bit of Slice of Heaven.
Imagine Dave Dobbin with the Russian accent. Yeah. We'll play that too. I'm surprised he hasn't requested that yet.
Well, he's only been, because I don't know whether you know much of Dave Dobbin, because he came to New Zealand from Russia in 2008. And I know Dave Dobbin still has lots of currency.
If he's New Zealand of birth,
he's
naturalised. It's the first question on there.
Righto.
On the question, who's Dave Dobbins?
Yeah.
Hey, who's on the show tomorrow,
All right,
mate?
So tomorrow Charlie Pickering is going to join us.
Great.
Ahead of what's going to be
a
massive
very
week.
Good show, by the way, on New Year's
Did
Eve.
Did not see it.
You don't care much, do you?
Well, I was driving 20 hours back from Grafton, so I was in the car.
All right.
Didn't seem much
what were you listening to? What was your driving music?
We had podcasts going on. We had I had a bit of Billy Joel. I think I played The Stranger from the beginning to end.
20 hours in a car was Joel.
We didn't start the fire as
Jesus.
Well. Hey, Miss Today Show, you can catch up
I
online
I would roll
with the
out
podcast.
Of a moving vehicle.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Now you're all caught up on the Malloy Drive Show.